Aerial shot of New York City skyline. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Just Add Romance. Megan Fahey. A woman inspects product at Sidewalk Farmers Market. Another woman walks through the market. Text, Luke McFarlane. Teresa Wong.
I got some fresh coriander with your name on it.
Ooh, be still my heart.
It's coriander, Carly, not roses.
I'd rather have the herbs.
We're gonna go nuts for the basil.
Go.
Whatever you're making, save me some.
You got it.
Debs Howard. Costume designer Ashley Isaacs. Music by Hamish Thompson. People cross a busy crosswalk. Text, editor Asim Narani.
Hey!
Hey!
Best pretzel in New York City.
You got it.
Can't be the best and not know it.
Hey, it never hurts to be reminded.
Thanks, Tony.
He grabs pretzel.
You're late.
So are you.
Not as late as you.
Oh, how can you be chivalrous and competitive at the same time?
Well, what can I say? I am a complicated guy.
Text, executive producer Howard Braunstein. Executive producer Seidel Albert. Written by Karen Berger. A chef and a few cooks prepare meals in kitchen. Text, directed by Terry Ingram.
Mint in your bouillabaisse? Really?
I don't have your loyalty to the recipe. I cook by instinct.
Oh, like your duck a l'ange that turned into duck a la Carly?
Better than the tedium in an orange sauce that you advocate.
Not every dish has to end in a battle of wits.
How about a truce until the next course?
They shake hands, then continue to cook. He raises brows at her.
You take eyeballing ingredients to a whole new level.
It puts the art in cooking.
And too much oil.
No one ever measured their way to a Michelin star.
Make sure your broth doesn't get too thick.
Uh-oh. You might have to improvise.
The immersion blender splatters food all over his white chef's coat.
Bouillabaisse is not your best look.
He squints eyes and raises blender.
The truce is over.
They smile and shake heads. Outside of restaurant at nighttime, busy city traffic. A woman selects a potato from a bowl.
Hey, we made bouillabaisse today.
Those shallots, they should be paper thin. I'm sorry, Carly, we're packed tonight. I don't have much time. You needed to tell me something?
Yeah, I'm up for an apprenticeship with Francine Durand in Paris.
Well, that's wonderful, sweetheart. You could learn a lot from her.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
You know, we're old friends. I could drop a word.
Oh, no, no, I want to do this on my own. Thanks.
As you wish.
Cast a long shadow.
Perhaps I could just give you one word of advice.
Yes, chef.
Francine runs a very tight kitchen. Don't get too adventurous.
Let's just see if she chooses me, and then you can start with the lecturing, Deb.
Fair enough.
He walks away and she smiles. Her smile fades, eyes wide, and she follows behind. Now daytime, a yellow taxi drives down the street. Instructor enters.
All right, everyone. Today we are making coquille Saint-Jacques.
Congrats on Paris.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, Francine Durand's like my culinary idol.
Excuse me, where's Jason?
I'm afraid he won't be returning to class.
She turns and leaves.
I don't get it. Why would he just leave?
Yeah, he didn't even say goodbye. I wonder what happened.
The two women look over their left shoulder. Jason on phone.
I'm headed for the airport now.
You really don't have to do this.
Always come through for you, Dad.
We'll see you when you get to Chicago.
All right. Bye.
Hi. LaGuardia.
He gets into backseat of taxi and shuts the door. At nighttime, city lights illuminate the city. Text, Chicago. 3 years later. A Ferris wheel in the middle of a pier. Heavy traffic passes by a hotel. Inside a kitchen, cooks prepare meals.
Great, a little bit more basil in the pesto. And just make sure that the batter doesn't overwhelm the shrimp.
Carly smiles as she walks through kitchen.
Hey.
Waves.
The tortellini primavera is really good tonight.
It's the same every night, same recipe, same ingredients.
That's the deal with the chain. Familiar matters as much as taste. I've been general manager of this place forever, and we've never had a better chef.
Thank you.
I understand your frustration.
Sometimes I just want to go wild and make an unconventional, unpredictable, outside-the-box primavera.
I'll take it up with management. Did you see Kitchen Showdown last night? It's the best cooking contest on the air. The winner gets to open their own restaurant. They're coming to Chicago and looking for the best local chefs.
I know.
I've tasted your cooking. I'm confident you have a shot.
They smile at each other, then she leaves Carly, who looks to her right, eyes wide. No traffic outside of the restaurant late at night. Inside, Jason carries apron.
Oh, get more of that Sicilian olive oil. It is remarkably rich.
And remarkably expensive.
Kent, it is the attention to detail that makes the dish.
Were you that discerning with your burgers and fries at the diner?
Diners are great, especially my dad's.
May have been over a hot grill, but
taught me a lot.
Okay.
I worked for a lot of chefs, and they all had one thing in common. The best ingredients money can buy.
Should bring in my accountant and do a taste test.
Brows raised, Kent turns and leaves.
Kent would use canned vegetables and paper plates if he could. You should go on Kitchen Showdown, get your own restaurant, and take me with you. I'm not kidding.
I would be competing with some of the top chefs in this city. I do not have enough experience.
Bail us both out before Kent goes the paper plate route.
Hey, you could get a job in any kitchen you wanted to.
I'd rather do my slicing and dicing for a chef I believe in. Send in an application. What could it hurt?
Jason raises one brow and half smiles, lips tight. Subway travels outside.
This is why I am so glad we are neighbors. I couldn't watch TV without it.
So, Kitchen Showdown is coming to Chicago, and I applied. If I could win that contest and get my own restaurant, that would shave years off of my game plan.
What's a game plan?
A plan for something you want to happen. When Carly and I were in high school, we both knew what we wanted to be.
That's right. Your mom was going to be an architect, and I wanted to be a chef. So far, we're doing pretty good.
I have a game plan. I want a dog.
It's not exactly the same thing.
Well, I want to get a dog anyway.
Carly nods.
It's all she talks about.
It's part of her game plan.
Mm-hmm. I think it's working. I'm about to give in.
Welcome to Kitchen Showdown New York Edition. We go all over the country looking for the best chefs. The winner in each city will be given the backing to open a restaurant. It's a big prize, and the competition can get pretty intense.
I think you're gonna win. All you have to do is make this popcorn.
You're my favorite food critic.
The neighbors share a snack. Carly answers her phone.
Hi. Oh, yeah, great. Sure. Okay, see you then. Bye.
She hangs up.
I take it that wasn't the show.
It was my dad. He's coming into town and he wants to have lunch.
How long since you've seen him?
6 months. Hey, how old do I have to be before I stop needing his approval?
Give him another 100 years.
But you love him, right?
With all my heart.
Then you should be happy.
She makes a good point.
She does. Let's go. Watch the show.
The young girl grabs another bite. Her mom grabs the bowl and they walk away from the kitchen island. Dim city lights at nighttime. Now daytime, a bridge over a channel.
So how's your mother?
She likes living in Vancouver. She and Henry just bought a boat. What brings you to Chicago?
Oh, I'm doing some consulting work for a company that wants to rebrand their restaurants. They're headquartered here, so you're going to be seeing more of me.
Remember that game we used to play? When I had to pick the secret ingredient out in the dressing?
Like it was yesterday.
Every memory that I have of you and me from when I was a kid is in a kitchen.
Well, to be truthful, I didn't know what to do when you came for a visit, and you seemed to like it.
I loved it.
Yes, you did. until your rebellious teens?
I was trying to define myself.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
As I recall, you put anchovies in a frittata, and I call that rebelling.
Oh, the things a girl won't do to get her father's attention.
So, what's going on in your life?
Well, I just applied to be a contestant on Kitchen Showdown. Have you ever watched it?
I really don't have the time.
Is that code for I don't approve?
Carly, you cook to give joy and pleasure, not for the notoriety.
Yeah, it's just a shortcut to getting my own restaurant.
He looks down and grabs a napkin, then places it on his lap as he takes a bite of salad.
It's ginger. That's what gives this dressing its kick.
I also detect a dash of lime.
He smiles as she chews.
Let's make a habit of this. I really hope to get back more often.
I would love that.
Me too.
She grins and looks down, then takes a sip of water. Jason in kitchen.
Wow, those are impressive looking omelets, Dad.
Well, sometimes I like to dabble in the fancier fare.
You are the best cook I know.
Your mother has a crush on me.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Here. Okay.
So, how are things down at the restaurant?
Well, you know, my staff is great. My boss isn't easy.
Yeah, well, someday you'll be your own boss.
So you guys know that show, Kitchen Showdown?
Oh, yeah, I watch it all the time.
Yeah, when we sold the diner, your father discovered the TV.
Parents laugh.
Well, they're coming to Chicago.
Oh, you gotta get on.
Yeah.
I applied, and it's a long shot, but if they're interested, they show up at my restaurant unannounced and try the food. So far, nothing.
No. Maybe they've been there and you just didn't know it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a long shot, and my boss, Kent, he's hard enough to please without me asking for extra time off.
I think this is something you really want, to prove you've got the goods, which I already know, but maybe you don't. You know, you came back to take care of the diner when I broke my arm, and that's something I still carry with me to this day. Maybe this is your chance to make up for lost time.
Maybe. But it's a long shot.
Well, sometimes those are the best kind.
They smile at each other.
Thanks.
Outside of Carly's restaurant in the evening, she grabs a whisk and uses it as a man carries food behind her. She lifts a spoonful.
Hey, Carly, how's it tasting?
I don't think that has enough kick. Every day feels like an audition. I don't even know if the show is sending anyone to check me out, and not even my lucky apron is calming me down.
What makes it so lucky?
My dad gave it to me before I started culinary school. Cook from the heart, love dad. It's a little show of faith. At least that's what I like to think it meant.
I'm sure it did.
She nods. In dining room, guests sit at tables.
Do you think the guy in the gray suit could be from the show?
He's my dentist.
How about the red vest?
He doesn't look like the TV type.
They inspect.
Oh, green dress, striped tie.
They just arrived. Let me see what I can find out.
She smiles and leaves the kitchen. Woman in green dress tucks hair behind her ear.
The green dress mentioned Kitchen Showdown, and they ordered some very good wine.
I knew it! Now we have to go cook for them.
You'll be fine, assuming you don't pass out before the main course.
Carly smiles, raises brows, and walks away. Now daytime, a subway passes over a bridge. Jason sits in kitchen.
A waiter told the maitre d' that someone from Kitchen Showdown was at the restaurant last night.
Oh, I didn't know they were here. Where does this leave me?
Well, Jason can lay out all the menus and I can pinch hit while he's gone.
Oh, mm-mm.
Lots of people watch the show. The publicity could be good for business.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I'll get picked.
Oh, but you're hoping awfully hard that you do,
I guess. Yeah.
Jason winces.
All right, if you do get on, mention this restaurant every chance you get.
Of course.
Kent raises brows and looks at them. She and Jason hug each other.
Can't wait to tell my dad he's gonna be over the moon.
He grins and wraps hand around fist. Carly approaches neighbors.
Well, well, well.
They have a dog.
I finally caved.
Her name is Daisy. She's very friendly.
And she's very cute.
Dog cowers from ringtone.
Excuse me. Hello?
Is this Carly Benson?
Hi, it's my pleasure to inform you that you've been selected to appear on Kitchen Showdown.
I can't believe it. This is such great news. I guess I can stop holding my breath now. Thank you so much.
We start production on Monday, and you'll receive an email with all of the information.
Good luck.
Thanks.
She hangs up.
I'm gonna be on the show.
They embrace.
I'm so happy for you.
They hold each other's waists and grin. The Bean in Chicago.
Okay, you'll meet the other contestants, and then we'll do a quick orientation. You ready, Carly?
Yes.
Okay.
They enter Kitchen Showdown Studio S4 on the left. Carly follows her into Studio Kitchen.
Hey, let me introduce you to the other contestants. This is Winston, Suzanne, Tina, and Peter. And this is Carly. Hey.
I thought there's supposed to be 6 chefs in the contest.
Hi.
Oh, here he is now. This is Jason. You're late.
It has been a long time.
Yes.
What are the odds we'd end up on the same show together?
Pretty slim.
You think? Mm-hmm. Sorry, we were in culinary school together.
And then you disappeared.
Well, now here I am.
Oh, and you all know Beverly Chadwick. She is the host of our show, and she's also one of the judges.
You are 6 of the best chefs in Chicago. It's a competition, but let's keep it fun and respectful. It's a 6-day shoot, and you'll have very long hours, but the prize of your own restaurant is well worth it.
And if you have any questions, just come to me.
Win or lose, try to make the most of this experience.
Beverly walks away and they all clap.
Guess we're gonna be spending a lot of time together.
Yeah, till one of us gets cut.
I wish you the best.
And I wish you the same.
Try saying that with a straight face.
You're not buying the smile?
I really want to win this thing.
It's so funny you should say that. I do too.
They smile and nod.
Lights, camera, cook your heart out.
Yeah, it is a bit daunting.
Yeah, dream kitchen though.
All the measuring cups you could ever need.
All the counter space you'll need for your random ingredients.
Okay, we're gonna start shooting your intros. It's a way for the audience to get to know you.
I have a rather large resume.
Well, the intros are short and sweet. It's more about your personalities.
I don't do sweet.
Oh.
She smiles. Carly and Jason smile at each other.
Tina, why did you become a chef?
I'm from New Orleans, and food is a way of life.
So, what did you do after culinary school?
I went to work at my dad's diner.
Yeah, it's a long story. So, what about you?
I got a job working for Francine Durant in Paris.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this career?
I grew up near the best restaurant in London. I suppose it was fate. So what brought you to Chicago?
I got a job as head chef at Café Pierre. And also my best friend lives here, so I figured it felt like a good move.
I'm the oldest of 3 sisters. My parents both worked, so I became the cook. By the time I grew up, I was hooked.
Do you have any family here?
Just a goddaughter that I borrow sometimes. And the occasional visit from my father.
I was going to be a lawyer. Then I fell in love with cooking. So I cast off my tie and put on an apron. It's a much better fit.
Well, I guess one of us is next.
Yeah. You nervous?
Does it show?
Only when you speak.
Carly rolls eyes.
What made you become a chef?
Well, my folks owned a diner, so I guess it's in the genes. Growing up, my mom used to take a picture of every dish I'd make and put it in a photo album. I apprenticed with a lot of top chefs, but nobody loved feeding people as much as my dad.
Why did you decide on cooking?
Well, I spent half my childhood in the kitchen. While other kids were playing house, I was playing restaurant.
Strange she didn't mention a father.
Maybe she fears the comparison.
It's a lot to live up to.
It just always felt right to me, like it was what I was supposed to be doing.
Carly smiles and nods.
I guess that went okay.
Diner to head chef, pretty impressive.
All right, everyone. Your call time is 8 a.m. tomorrow, and then you'll meet the other judges, and then we'll start shooting the first show. Okay. All right, have a good night.
They leave.
You know, culinary school seems like ages ago, but I still remember your duck a la Carly.
And I still remember you wearing your bouillabaisse.
Wow, it's weird to be competing again after all this time.
I wasn't competing.
Okay.
And my duck was not defying. It was creative and original.
And a little too salty.
Well, your duck was completely by the book.
But you remember it.
No, I don't, and that's my point. Memorable requires risk.
And too much salt.
Well, those two are going to be fun to watch.
Traffic flows through city streets in the morning. A multi-story red brick apartment. Carly enters her apartment number 3 and her neighbor follows her in with a wide smile.
Look, how'd it go?
Hi.
Good, I think. Tomorrow we meet the judges. I'm kind of nervous they're going to just see me as Kenneth Benson's daughter.
You got there on your own merit.
Everywhere I go in the culinary world, I'm followed by his 5-star reputation and judged accordingly. It's kind of how I judge myself.
You're passionate and gifted. You'll make your own mark.
Thank you for almost making me believe that.
They both chuckle.
Now I have to go make my daughter believe she can play the piano.
She leaves. Carly shuts the door.
I think Winston's the one to beat. What's the deal with Carly?
Carly's very talented, but she ignores the recipe and just wings it. She is incredibly stubborn when it comes to doing things her own way.
Jason's eyes widen and he looks over shoulder.
Jason doesn't think freedom or creativity matter all that much.
I also said you were incredibly talented.
Oh. Morning, everyone.
Jason winces. Tina looks around the room.
What did I miss?
Just Jason's assessment of my cooking.
Cool. Hey, guys. They need you in the studio. It's time to meet the judges. Come on.
Peter pats Jason on the back and walks away. Jason follows Carly, who smiles.
I'm pleased to introduce my fellow judges. The legendary chef, Rafael Nola.
The best of you are here to learn. I will be fair and brutally honest.
And the woman backing the winner in opening a restaurant, Nora Blasio.
You know, before I was a restaurateur, I was a chef, so I know how it feels to be in your shoes right now.
One of you will be eliminated after the first round. Try to focus on the cooking, not the result. Now get yourselves prepared. We're going to shoot the opening segment.
They shake judges' hands.
Hi. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Winston.
Hi. Morning. Carly Benson, you're Kenneth's daughter, yes?
That's right.
You may not remember this, but we met when you were a little girl.
No, I do. I remember. Yeah.
Please give your father my regards.
I will.
Carly smiles and he walks to judge's booth.
Small world. Oh, we met once. I was 9. He's hardly a close friend.
You know, I actually used to be a sous chef in one of Nora's restaurants. We all have some connection with the judges.
Tina shrugs. Carly smiles at her. Suzanne frowns. The 6 competitors stand in a line.
We always like to honor the cuisine of the city we're in. And you can't get more iconic than Chicago. Your first assignment is to make a dish that got its start here. Good luck.
Jason frowns. Carly, Tina, and Peter smile. Winston nods and walks back to the kitchen prep space. Daylight in the city. Grocery store.
Okay, you have 30 minutes to do all of your shopping.
What if they don't have the seafood I need?
Well, then you'll have to improvise. That's part of the contest. Okay, ready? All right, get set. Go shopping!
Winston speeds off with grocery cart.
How much more time?
22 minutes.
I love this place. It's my favorite market in the city.
My sous chef normally does my shopping. Who has the best shrimp?
Try Maddie's. It's right around the corner.
He turns left.
Following me?
I could ask you the same question.
This is a cooking show, not a foot race.
Actually, it's both.
Deli meat counter.
Pepperoni?
That's right.
Me too.
Are you two together?
Absolutely not.
Could you give us a minute?
Absolutely not together, but you need a minute.
Yeah.
What are you making?
Deep dish pizza.
Me too.
Well, we can't make the same thing.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, I'm really good at winging it, so I guess I can use all of the same ingredients and make pizza puffs a la Chicago.
You figure out what you want.
Yes, my own restaurant.
Me too.
I'll come back when you work this out.
That's okay. We'll take 2 pounds of pepperoni. Spicy for me, mild for him.
The deli worker puts on gloves. Jason grins at her, then raises brows. The chefs all stir, knead, and prepare dishes.
I need to get this in the oven.
Carly minces onions at the prep space beside Jason. He kneads a dough.
How do you work like that?
You mean without all of my ingredients alphabetized? Oh, I'm gonna need more onion.
Hey.
Tosses her an onion.
Filed under O, where it belongs.
Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't want you blaming a missing onion when I win.
Less talking, more cooking.
That's how you chop an onion?
That's how you need Joe?
They can't help themselves.
Peter hands herbs to Winston, who holds them overhead and shuffles across the kitchen. Meanwhile, Carly continues to mince onions as Jason works on his dough. He looks over at her with a smile. The six contestants stand in front of the prep space, their dishes before the judges.
The deep dish pizza was right on point. The crust and the sauce.
Jason sighs and smiles.
The shrimp de jong was well executed. The sauce can be tricky.
The pizza puff's Chicago staple, but the prosciutto just gave it this wonderful twist.
Carly grins at Tina.
I'm afraid we all had a problem with your thinly sliced beef sandwich.
The meat was overcooked, and the sauce was rather bland.
The first showdown is over. Peter.
Winston looks down.
It's time to leave the kitchen.
Peter nods and raises his brows.
At least I got to take a shot, huh?
See ya, bye.
He waves and leaves.
Try and get some rest. Tomorrow we shoot the next round.
Peter and Jason.
Here's the upside of being the first one cut. It'll make a great story when I open up my incredibly popular restaurant someday.
Well, I will be the first in line.
Just don't order the thinly sliced beef.
Okay.
They shake hands and Peter walks off.
All the jokes are to cover up how much he cares. What?
That was very insightful.
Don't sound so surprised.
You really know how to take a compliment.
You two bicker like an old married couple.
He is right. And you know, if one of you two wins this contest, it's not going to be pretty.
Tina walks away. Jason raises his brow and smirks at Carly. The five contestants stand in a line.
Your next assignment is a bit more personal. Each of you will make a dish that represents your heritage, the kind of food you grew up with. And you'll be serving it to your families who are coming to visit.
Jason smiles. Tina and Carly smile at each other. The contestants walk past a green room.
My son is 10. He's gonna love being on TV.
You okay?
Oh yeah, just wondering if my dad's coming. His opinion matters to me.
She flips through book.
Carly, we're about to head for the market. I keep changing my mind about what I'm gonna make. Whatever I pick, my dad's already done it and better. Oh, hey, he won't see it that way.
Tina sits opposite her.
I bet he's proud of you. Becoming a chef like him? I don't know. I hope so.
You're trying too hard. Just make something you had when you were a kid. Go for the memory, not the gold.
Tina smiles. Carly looks down and nods.
Thanks.
Tina shakes head.
Of course. See ya.
See ya.
Carly smiles as Tina leaves, then she looks down.
Chicken Kiev.
She grins. In the kitchen, the chefs prepare their dishes.
Hey, there's my mom and dad.
Jason waves at them.
Is your dad here?
I don't know. Hey, that's my brother Reggie. And my friend. Hey, isn't that your dad?
It's so good to see you again.
Raphael, it's been too long.
Hello, Kenneth.
Oh, Beverly, you look lovely.
It's the lighting, one of the perks of being on camera.
Not a chance.
Hey.
Carly and Jason wave.
Got this.
Stop being so nice to me, we're in competition.
Carly shakes off hand. Her dad frowns.
Try to relax.
I don't seem relaxed, do you?
No.
She waves at him and uses mallet. Winston serves plates.
What's this called again?
Beef Wellington. Named after the Duke of Wellington. Who was vaguely related to your great-grandfather.
It looks really good.
Mm. Your technique has improved considerably. Carly was 11 when she attempted to make a chicken Kiev for my birthday. And as I recall, she used 2 pounds of butter in the center.
Jason and his father chuckle.
You've come a long way.
I'm really glad you like it. You know, in the diner, we called this the Monday night special.
Yeah, except it didn't have the bacon,
or the porcini mushrooms. Boy, I don't know how it gets better than this.
You know what? I should take a picture.
Oh, you know, Mom, they're filming this. I think we're covered.
No. This one's just for us.
Yeah, this is a meal to remember.
Perfect.
Gives thumbs up.
You know, when Jason turned 15, I got him a suit and we went to the best restaurant in the city just so he could know how good food could be. And look at him now.
That was the night I knew I wanted to be a chef.
Carly smiles at him. He smiles back. The five contestants stand in a row in front of the prep space. Winston swallows as he holds his head high.
I like the beef Wellington. The texture of the puff pastry shell.
Blows a kiss and smiles.
Though not entirely traditional, your chicken Kiev was quite good.
Carly smiles.
Suzanne, your savory ham and cheese crepes were delicious.
Tina, we were very torn about this decision, but the flavors in your gumbo did not have sufficient time to marry. The second showdown is over.
Contestants stand still.
It's time to leave the kitchen.
Tina smiles, nods and looks down. Other contestants look to her.
Well, I learned a lot and I had a great experience. Thanks.
She shakes Jason's hand.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Tina and Carly embrace each other. The judges look at each other and smile.
Hey.
Carly approaches Tina on couch.
Hey.
Tina looks down, hands on her lap as Carly sits down beside her on the brown couch.
I'm not gonna lie. This one hurts.
I know.
But you were short on time, not talent. It's just my grandmother was here.
I know. I've seen the way she looks at you. You can do no wrong in her eyes. Do not let this shake your confidence.
She furrows her brows and gives a tight-lipped smile.
Me and my brother were talking about getting a food truck. Maybe I could have a restaurant on wheels.
Yeah.
Carly smiles.
I think that's a really great idea.
Thank you, Carly. I really mean that.
Yeah.
Carly nods as Tina smiles.
Okay, you guys can go home. Make sure you get some rest. Tomorrow will be a long day.
Well, it can't be any more challenging than today.
Yeah.
I need a warm bath and a glass of wine.
The chefs walk away from the living room area. Jason turns to Carly.
Do you want to get a coffee this evening?
Who drinks coffee at night when there's so much on the line? I mean, if I drink coffee after 8 p.m., it's impossible for me to sleep. And I don't know if you've noticed, but my engine runs pretty high, so...
Well, beverage is optional. You and your engine can have decaf.
She tilts head and grins. They dine.
Today was so intense. I was a nervous wreck.
In culinary school, you were so polished. The designer clothes, the famous father. I find the nerves kind of refreshing.
You were only there for a month. It's hardly long enough for you to know my life story.
I'm just saying, you surprised me.
I washed dishes and worked as a prep chef just like you. And just so you know, my ignoring the recipe is not arrogance.
I never said it was.
Things aren't always as they seem. In my dad's kitchen, everyone would always say, yes, chef. And I didn't want to be a yes man. I wanted to stand out, so I started to rebel. And after a while, bending the recipes became like a badge of honor. It was my way, not his. I needed to do something on my own.
He nods.
I didn't mean to pry.
He looks down and takes a bite of pie.
So, how about you and your vanishing act? Why did you so mysteriously disappear from school?
It wasn't mysterious.
It was to me.
Oh, so you thought of me.
No. Not much.
She takes a bite.
But I'd still like to know.
Well, my dad broke his arm, and the doctor said he couldn't work for 3 months. I couldn't let him shut down the diner for that long, so I went back home and manned the grill. Family's really important to me.
It's not what I was expecting. Good for you.
Jason smiles up at her, then sighs.
You know, I guess I tend to be a little more traditional in the kitchen. I guess I tend to follow classic recipes in lieu of a fancy culinary degree.
You don't need a degree. You're really good.
She nods. He smiles at her, then looks down.
So we're both second-generation cooks.
Mm-hmm. And so different in the kitchen.
Well, you know what they say about opposites.
They both want their own restaurant.
He squints, sighs, and grins.
I know one thing we have in common. We both love blueberry pie.
I love blueberry pie. It's my favorite pie.
She takes a bite.
We should, go for coffee more often.
She nods and chews, eyes wide. She looks down, then back up at him and he smiles. She giggles. Carly's neighbor with her small dog.
They sent us home to pack a bag. The next challenge is at a resort on Lake Michigan, and the contestants are going to be cooking comfort food for the guests.
How cool is that?
I know. And I saw photos of the resort online. Amazing. It's right on the lake.
Try and have some fun.
I'm not going to be on the lake. I'm going to be in the kitchen.
She stands and grabs pants.
Take this, just in case.
As you wish.
Carly smiles.
You should wear that dress and those shoes.
To cook in?
Do as your stylist says.
Okay.
Hands her a red dress.
Thank you.
Carly packs the dress and suitcase and the girl returns to the dog. Carly grimaces. Kitchen showdown van. Strike a match. Watch the flames go
higher. We can burn much brighter. Where do we see the kitchen?
This is going to be a fun adventure.
Too many variables in an unfamiliar kitchen. I don't want anything to throw me off my game.
I can understand that. I wish there was time to go hiking.
I have allergies. Nature isn't my thing. Being a chef, taking that as far as I can, that's what I'm all about. Everything else I can take or leave.
Oh yeah, I'm the same way.
Wonder if I have time for a run. It's beautiful here.
You've seen one lake, you've seen them all.
I really like this assignment. Yeah, I can return to my diner roots.
Comfort is a warm blanket. Food should be elegant and sophisticated.
And maybe taste good.
Winston looks down.
You sound just like my son.
Well, he's a good kid.
He's a lot of my life.
Jason looks down and grabs phone, then tilts his head.
Zoe wants to see us in the lobby.
Right now.
Winston and Jason quickly walk away from the large window and walk downstairs.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, Beverly got caught up in meetings and missed her flight. She gets in tonight, so we'll start shooting in the morning.
What will we do in the meanwhile?
You get the rest of the day off.
Seriously?
That's great.
I think I'll take a nap. All right.
Suzanne and Winston walk away. Jason stands by Carly, his hands on his hips. She stands the same way. They sigh, smile, and walk together. Elevator opens.
Hey!
Hi!
I'm going for a run.
I'm going for a hike.
They look at each other. She looks up.
Do you mind if I join?
Yeah, okay.
She nods. He smiles. Massive trees and forest.
Let's go this way. I bet the view is beautiful.
Oh, I think we should follow the trail.
This isn't the kitchen. Let's take the uncharted path.
He follows behind her as they walk through mossy forest.
I go hiking every chance I get. When you spend all of your time in a kitchen, the great outdoors feels like paradise.
That's why I go running every morning in the park.
Oh, another thing we have in common.
Oh, we also want to make our fathers proud.
And we both have the same dream. Opening a restaurant?
You ever picture Shay Carly? What it would be like?
I think about it all the time. I want it to feel like home, personal and inviting. The food an extension of that invitation. Candles, fresh cut flowers on every table. How about Shay Jason?
Well, it's got the candles, plush seating. Friendly staff because they're well paid. You work in a diner long enough and you realize how important that is.
Yeah.
Organized kitchen, of course. And the best food you've ever had.
Thing is, our dreams are about to collide.
Well, it could be Shay Winston.
She nods. They both smile.
See, wasn't this worth it?
Both trails led to the same place.
The two of them look out through a clearing in the forest at a massive body of water below. They sigh and smile as the sunlight shines down upon them in their hiking gear. Now early evening, the two of them enter the hotel as other guests walk past.
Do you want to get dinner?
Oh, that might feel a little bit like a date.
You still have to eat.
It's true.
Just a couple of pals, stranded in paradise trying to kill time.
They walk together and smile. Carly descends staircase in red dress.
Where are you going?
To eat dinner with Jason. Or just grabbing a bite.
So you don't mind if I join you?
No, that'd be great.
I already ate.
Suzanne smirks. Carly smiles.
Have fun. Not too much fun. He's still the competition.
You look very pretty. For a pal who's just killing some time.
Well, my stylist made me pack this dress. She's very insistent. She's 7, but still.
She has very good taste.
Thank you.
He sits opposite her in front of large window.
I remember our first day of culinary school.
So do I. We made the chocolate souffle. Mine died in the oven.
I was very aware of you. And to be completely honest, I had a bit of a crush on you.
Why didn't you ever ask me out?
I was about to.
And then you left.
And now here we are.
Which is where, exactly?
She squints eyes. He raises glass.
Let's find out.
She also raises champagne glass and they clink, then sip.
I'm having a really good time.
So am I. Though I'm not sure that's such a good thing given our circumstances.
Well, our circumstances are we're going for a walk. No harm in that.
I guess our timing's off a bit. A
couple years.
They walk outside.
What would you have said if I asked you out?
I would have said yes.
I would have taken you out for dinner.
Kind of like we did tonight.
And I would have walked you home, kind of like this.
And then what?
I would have kissed you goodnight. Like this.
Jason leans in and kisses Carly. He gently reaches out and caresses her shoulder as they remain lip-locked. They part, turn and squint as a spotlight shines upon them. Kitchen Showdown films their kiss from below. They retreat inside. Aerial shot of the city at daytime, with mountains in the distance. Carly sighs, hands on hips, as she wears blue chef's coat. Jason approaches.
You act like you've never seen a mixer before.
I find it more comforting than the stairs. Everybody knows what happened.
Ah, good point.
I don't know what to do.
Well, just focus on the cooking and the fascinating mixer.
She shuts her eyes, then half smiles.
I knew they had dinner last night.
Might work to our advantage if they get distracted by one another.
It's a bit cynical, isn't it? But I question their priorities.
Well, it's certainly getting them a lot of attention.
Jason approaches Carly.
This is not the kind of attention that we want to be getting.
It was just a kiss. We didn't break any rules.
A romance between competing chefs has never happened before.
I think it's kind of sweet. Until one of them loses out to the other.
It won't affect the judging, but it'll be a bit more dramatic.
I think that we should keep our distance. Just until the competition is done.
Okay.
He nods.
Otherwise, it's too complicated.
Yeah, I get it. It's complicated.
He smiles.
I hope we're not interrupting anything. No, nothing at all.
It's time to go shopping.
We're going to the local market. It's very well stocked. Great.
Carly smiles and walks away. Jason follows.
Make sure you capture enough footage of our cute couple.
Where's the olive oil?
I hope they have pearl onions.
I can't find the cheese that I want.
What are you making?
Shepherd's pie. All these are too strong. They'll overpower it.
Try the square. It's pretty mild.
You don't need it?
I got enough.
What are you making?
Macaroni and cheese. I made it a million times in the diner.
Thanks.
She takes cheese.
And hey, to return the favor, I'd like to offer you some unsolicited advice.
Okay.
Since you know the dish so well, get creative. No rules, no recipe, just follow your instincts and see where it leads you. I don't know how that came off, but it was meant well.
That's how it was taken.
They smile at each other, then look over at camera crew, who smiles at them.
This episode is getting really good.
She raises brows. Jason pours cheese sauce into a large bowl. Meanwhile, Carly stirs mixture at her station.
The oven is overheating. My lasagna's curling around the edges.
It says 350. My chicken pot pie looks okay. Maybe it's the wine in your bolognese sauce.
And maybe it's the oven.
The final decision is up to the judges, but it helps if the hotel guests enjoy your dish.
Four contestants stand in dining room.
He's trying the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Carly nods.
This looks really good.
He looks happy, right? Oh, he's going for a second scoop.
Jason smiles.
She keeps staring at the shepherd's pie. Why? Why the hesitation? Who doesn't like a biscuit crust?
He furrows brows as they watch. Aerial shot of the city at daytime. Judges at table.
The guests were very pleased, and their feedback will be taken into consideration. Now it's time to give you our decision.
Beverly sits in the middle of the table.
Your diner background served you well. The mac and cheese was exceptional.
Jason nods and smiles. Carly smiles at him.
The biscuit-topped shepherd's pie was comforting yet sophisticated.
She grins. Jason smiles at her.
Your dish? The chicken pot pie?
Succeeded on every level. I was impressed. Winston.
He swallows. Beverly looks down.
The lasagna bolognese was a bit highbrow for the assignment.
I think that's open to interpretation.
Well, that was not the only problem. It was overcooked.
Well, due to a faulty oven.
No one else had any complaints.
Suzanne and Winston look at each other.
Well, perhaps my dish was more ambitious.
Which brings us back to your questionable choice. The third showdown is over.
It's time to leave the kitchen.
I'm afraid so.
Thank you.
He leaves.
Pack your bags. We're headed back to Chicago for the next round.
Jason smiles. Suzanne clasps hands together. They all smile at each other. Winston sits, his back to staircase as Jason descends.
I'm really sorry, Winston.
I appreciate the sentiment, but what's done is done. It's not just about pride, you know. I want my son to think highly of me, not see me defeated on television.
I'm the son of a cook, and I admire his ability in the kitchen, but I love him because he's my father. And that love is forever.
You know, if you weren't so talented and still a contender, I think we could have been friends.
We already are.
They both smile and shake hands. An elevator door opens. Carly stands inside. Jason smiles at her.
You just riding up and down, hoping to run into me?
Yeah, something like that.
He enters.
I know this wasn't a vacation, but I had a really good time. Not just the setting, but the company.
Yeah, I'm really gonna miss this place.
Me too.
They gaze at each other, then begin to kiss. The elevator opens and they part lips as the crew plus Suzanne watch. Beverly smiles and waves.
We really need to work on our timing.
Yeah.
Carly leaves the elevator and Jason follows. The Chicago skyline. Skyscrapers tower over the city as a dense fog hangs in the sky. Carly's neighbor walks Yorkie. Man unloads taxi.
Thank you.
You're back.
I am. I gather you had a good time.
It's wonderful. Magical. Complicated.
That sounds intriguing.
I got pretty close to one of the chefs.
Did you wear the outfit I picked out?
I did.
I told you.
Yeah, it was a hit. I should have you dress me more often.
Her neighbor smiles. Carly smiles as well. Aerial shot of city at nighttime.
Hey, Dad.
Hi. I was here for some meetings and wanted to see you, but, now I have to leave.
Oh, I was with Kitchen Showdown. They took us out of town. I'm so sorry I missed you.
Well, maybe next time.
She furrows brows.
Is everything okay?
Oh, sure. I just miss you, that's all.
I miss you too. More than I let on.
He looks down.
I'll try and get back soon.
She smiles. He half smiles as he holds the phone, then hangs up and blinks several times. He wears red glasses with round lenses. Carly hangs up as well, tears in her eyes. She looks up, then over and down. Various offices and skyscrapers illuminated in the evening. Jason drops keys and luggage on kitchen bar. He opens his fridge, then shuts the door and searches his jacket. He grabs his phone, pauses, puts his hand against the bar and answers.
Kent.
I've been trying to reach you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was out of town with the show.
It's been over a week. You know, frankly, I thought you'd be eliminated by now.
Is he still in the contest?
Well, so did I. Look, I will check in with you every day.
I have to go. I have a restaurant to run.
Jason furrows brows and hangs up, then raises brows and lowers his phone. He leans against the bar, sighs and hangs his head low. Daylight shines down upon Chicago. Suzanne walks through studio and enters office.
Hi. Hi. You made it to the final three. Congratulations.
Thanks. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
She nods and Suzanne sits.
It's about Carly and Jason and their relationship.
It's an interesting twist.
I'm just afraid they'll get more attention from the judges.
Well, don't worry. The next round of the competition is blind. The judges won't know who made what dish. So just concentrate on your cooking.
Suzanne smiles, nods, then stands and walks away.
Hey. Hello.
Beverly approaches.
You'll be creating a dish that is typical of classic French cuisine. Since the contest is blind, you will each get a sous chef.
Hey.
Past contestants return.
You'll be picking names out of a hat. Here you go.
Okay.
Jason reaches into hat.
Peter.
They shake hands and hug as Suzanne grabs name from hat.
Winston!
He nods at her.
Yay!
Yes. Tina and Carly hug each other.
Okay, everybody.
Everyone smiles.
Let's get cooking.
So, me and my brother are gonna do it. We're getting a food truck. Tina, that's great.
Yeah. We're gonna call it the Big Easy, and we're gonna bring New Orleans to the Midwest.
Well, your grandmother is gonna love that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how are things going here? Looks like it's getting pretty intense.
Yeah, I'm trying to focus on the cooking, not the competition.
Zoe did say that you and Jason have become more than just competitors.
Well, whatever we are, on hold until after the competition.
Okay, understood. You're using pancetta?
Yeah. And cognac. I'm gonna make the judges a beef bourguignon they're never gonna forget.
I like it.
Tina stirs the skillet. Peter does the same as Jason takes a bite.
How are things going?
A lot of pressure, but I'm hanging in there.
You're doing something right.
Peter looks down. Jason looks over.
I really want this.
You could win it. It's just the three of you now.
Yeah, I worry how that would play out with Carly.
Oh, so the rumor is true.
It's more than just a rumor. I really like her.
It's quite a dilemma. The restaurant or the girl?
He smirks, raises brows, then returns to work. Jason sighs and stirs skillet.
I like Carly and Jason. I really do. But neither of them's ready to have their own restaurant.
Apparently the judges don't share your opinion. Although they did have the profound misjudgment to eliminate me.
This flirtation they're having illustrates my point. They don't understand what's at stake.
Forget about them. Pay more attention to your congealing sauce.
Suzanne stirs the sauce. Three dishes served in bowls. Beverly inspects.
I always enjoy the blind contest. It adds a layer of mystery to the judging.
Yes, and it's easy to get sidetracked by the personalities of the chefs, their story.
We'll begin with the cassoulet.
The proportions are exactly right.
Subtle and yet compelling.
This belongs on a menu.
I gather you're the cassoulet?
That would be me.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Suzanne smiles.
Now, the beef bourguignon.
It's very good.
It takes a moment to adjust to the contrasting flavors, I think.
Mm. Pancetta can be a bit overwhelming, but not in this case.
I don't agree. There's no respect for the classic French dish. The chef has taken too many liberties.
Carly's mouth opens wide. She looks up at Jason.
I'm fine. Really?
This is so incredibly stressful.
Our last dish is the coq au vin.
No surprises, but the execution shows real skill.
This is a traditional coq au vin, very much in keeping with the assignment.
The sauce is everything in a coq au vin. I find it too creamy.
Suzanne tightly shuts her eyes and opens her mouth. Jason winces.
You can take a break while the judges deliberate. Try and relax. I'll be back shortly.
Well, I don't know how we're supposed to relax.
I've never felt so unrelaxed in my life.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What do you have to be unrelaxed about? You're safe in this round.
Not necessarily.
Hey, your dish was a home run.
You should worry about winning, and you're worried about each other.
Jason looks over at her.
Judges are ready.
She smiles and tilts her head for the contestants to follow her down a hallway past a chair, framed art, and a few lamps. Carly and Jason walk hand in hand and she smiles. The three of them appear on the kitchen showdown stage and stand in front of the prep stations.
Welcome back. We still don't know who made which dish. But we are ready to give you our decision.
Carly stares ahead.
Castellet was exceptional. We all agreed on that, right?
Jason nods, then looks up. Carly looks at him.
The coq au vin was authentically French. But I had a problem with the consistency of the sauce.
Carly half smiles.
The beef bourguignon had too many components. There's a fine line between creative and over the top.
Carly looks down.
Please, stand next to your dish.
The three contestants walk up and stand in front of their dishes, with the judges on the other side of the table.
Oh, you made the cassoulet. Well done.
The coq au vin and the beef bourguignon. The voting was very close.
Suzanne smiles. Carly and Jason frown slightly.
The fourth showdown is over.
Carly nods.
Suzanne.
Suzanne smiles. Jason looks down and flicks his brow.
It's time to leave the kitchen.
They look over at her. She shuts her eyes.
Thank you for the opportunity.
She turns and walks away, hands outstretched at sides.
Now, it's head to head. One of you is about to get your own restaurant.
Tears in Carly's eyes. They look at each other.
And the other one goes home.
She looks at Beverly. A Ferris wheel on a large pier. A man walks through office on the phone.
How do you feel?
Scared, happy, everything in between.
what she said.
Go home, get some rest. Tomorrow we shoot the show that's gonna change one of your lives.
Carly raises a brow, grins and walks away. Jason follows.
The viewers will feel exactly like me. They'll root for them both.
Only one can win.
I hate cliffhangers. Everyone should have a happy ending.
It's a cooking contest, not a romance novel.
Beverly smiles and walks away. Jason opens door to street.
Still opening doors for me, huh?
What can I say? Old habits die hard.
Competitive and chivalrous.
So, tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah, suddenly good luck seems so conflicted.
Maybe I'll call you later, just to see how you're doing?
Maybe you shouldn't. I mean, you can call me. You don't have to. It's up to you.
You sound like how I feel.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Carly turns and walks away. Jason watches her leave. He reaches into his pocket and answers the phone.
Hey, Kent.
We need to talk in person. I'd like you to come to the restaurant.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
He hangs up. Bright lights illuminate the city streets at nighttime. Jason walks through restaurant.
Hey. Hey.
Look who's here.
Yeah, well, Kent wanted to see me.
Hey, what's going on with the show?
Only two of us left.
High five.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Hello, Jason. A word?
Kent's brows raised. Jason approaches him in a leather jacket. He rubs hands together.
This contest has put things in perspective for me.
And it's almost over.
And then what?
I mean, if you win,
you'll be opening your own restaurant.
Well, there's a 50-50 chance I'll lose.
Let's be honest. You and I were never a good fit. So I've hired another chef.
You're firing me? Now?
You can't do that.
I'm sorry it had to end this way, but I think it's for the best.
Brows raised, Kent looks down and walks away. Jason's brows furrowed, he glares at Kent. A few lights on in various apartments in the complex. Carly approaches her neighbors.
Usually baking really helps me relax.
Is it working?
Not at all. I only have one day until I find out if my dream is coming true. I can't think about that, or else I won't sleep.
I can't even imagine the pressure. Hey, it's almost your bedtime.
One more cookie, they're so good. You promised to show us the pictures from your trip.
You're right, I did. Okay, let's see. This is me and my friend, Jason.
He looks nice.
He is. He's the other chef. Tomorrow it's him or me.
And you like him.
She smiles.
I do.
Even if you win, he could still be your friend.
I really hope so.
She grabs cookie.
Okay, no, now it's time to go home to bed.
Good night, Emma.
The Yorkie follows.
I hope you get everything you want.
Thank you. Thanks.
Her neighbor stands up, puts her hand on Carly's shoulder, then leaves. Carly grabs her phone and puts it to her ear as she bites her fingernail. Outside, Jason answers with a smile.
I was just about to call you.
I just wanted to say goodnight and good luck. That sounds so stupid.
Carly smiles.
How are you doing?
I've been better.
Do you want to go for a walk or something? Might take some of the pressure off tomorrow.
Oh, we'd have to walk 100 miles.
Well, how about we start with a few blocks and see how it goes?
She smiles.
All right, 99 more miles and I should be good.
Yeah, I need to get out of my head for a while, too. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Hannah.
I just quit in protest.
I can't let you do that.
Kent had no right to fire you like that with no warning.
I don't know what to say.
I just wanted you to know how much you mean to your staff.
I feel the same way.
Well, that's it. Have a good night.
Bye.
He hangs up.
Who's Hannah?
My sous chef. She just quit her job.
Why would she do that?
Well, she thought it was unfair that I got fired.
You got fired from the restaurant?
I wasn't happy there. Besides, I might have my own restaurant.
Just when it seemed things couldn't get more complicated.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about the contest.
It seems unavoidable.
How about the unavoidable subject of you and me?
You and me? I like the sound of that.
No matter what happens, we'll be okay.
Yeah, I wish you the best tomorrow. Maybe second best.
Jason grins.
I wish you the same.
They smile and turn to look out at the reflection of the evening lights on the murky water. Carly's dad sits in a windowsill and twiddles his thumbs as he frowns and looks down. Carly ascends staircase and looks up at him as he sits outside her apartment door.
I thought you went back to New York.
Well, I decided to stay a little longer.
He stands up. She smiles and ascends, then lets him in.
Thanks.
Yeah, come on in. Sorry.
She shuts the door.
So, how's the show going?
Well, we're down to two chefs, so I'm a little bit rattled, but I guess that's pretty obvious. So what are you doing here?
Well, I thought we could talk.
Oh, you want to right now? Okay.
He sits in the living room. She sits opposite him in an armchair.
I'm retiring, Carly. I gave my notice to the restaurant.
Wow. Why didn't you tell me?
Just waiting for the right time, the right words. I hung up my spatula, and I took a good look at my life. And I wanted to see more of my daughter. That's why I took the job in Chicago.
Wow, that's,
That's a lot to take in. I miss you. I want you to be in my life. I'm just feeling a little... I don't know how I'm feeling. I guess overwhelmed.
No, because of the contest.
Yeah.
Carly, I am very proud of you. I hope you know that. I'm sorry I haven't said that enough.
Actually, that was a first.
He smiles and raises brows.
Whether you win or lose, I'd feel the same way.
I still want to win.
He tilts his head. She laughs.
No, it's just... See, this whole time I thought it was about proving myself to you, but I guess... I'm the one that needed the proof.
She smiles.
Who knew?
He nods.
So who's the other chef?
His name's Jason.
The one from the diner?
Yeah. We've gotten pretty close.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, I mean, having a restaurant, it's what I've been working so hard for.
I look at the choices I've made in my life and the times I put career before family and what it cost me. And I think, well, maybe it doesn't have to be one or the other. Maybe you can have it all.
I guess the question is how.
Yes, well, you know what? I think you'll figure that one out. I've got a lot of faith in you. And you should too.
I'm really happy you're here.
Oh, me too, honey. Me too.
They embrace each other. All six contestants mingle on set at the kitchen showdown. Carly approaches Jason and they both smile. He raises his brows.
You're late.
He hands her herbs.
Thank you.
She smiles.
The last show is always the hardest. You nervous?
Afraid so.
Does it show?
She grins.
Well, the finale will air 2 months right before the restaurant opens. It'll be a great send-off. I'll give you 2 a minute before we start shooting.
Thanks.
She sighs and looks at Jason.
You name an emotion and I'm feeling it.
Me too.
Carly nods. They peer over their shoulders and the crew stares at them from a distance.
Everybody's watching us.
Yeah, watching us and filming.
Carly peers over her shoulder and smirks. Jason raises his brows and looks at her.
Okay, everybody, let's get the show on the road.
This is the final showdown, and there is a lot on the line.
No pressure.
For your final assignment, you'll be making your best dish.
Choose something that reflects your passion and your expertise.
Our former contestants will be assisting you in the kitchen.
They enter.
You'll each choose a wooden spoon numbered 1 and 2 to see who picks first.
After you.
She draws spoon number 1. He draws spoon number 2.
Tina.
She pumps fist and smiles.
Winston.
Suzanne.
He smiles at Peter.
Boys against girls, awesome. It's only awesome if you're on the winning side.
Now, this last round is pretty intense, but performing under pressure is a vital part of running a restaurant.
We wish you both the best of luck.
Beverly smiles at them. They all smile.
Okay.
They turn and walk to their respective stations.
I don't know why each of you requires 2 assistants.
They always bring back the other contestants to add to the drama.
Yeah, just what we need, more drama.
Figure out what you're making. That's half the battle.
I hate to think it is a battle. Don't let your fondness for Carly get the better of you.
It's a cooking show, not a dating show. Concentrate on your cooking.
Hey, she and Jason can still be friends.
They can be whatever they want after she wins.
Okay, can we talk about something else? Because this is not helping.
Okay.
What are you going to make? I don't know.
They look at each other.
I need to talk to Carly. Maybe you should keep your distance.
She half smiles at him.
I wish it were that simple.
His eyes wide, he walks out of the studio room. She follows and they sit in the lobby on a black leather couch with various striped and patterned accent pillows. Jason sighs as he sits down and looks over at her with a faint smile. She grins.
This is harder than I thought it was.
Yeah. I really want to win.
That makes two of us.
Actually, it makes six of us. Our sous chefs are pretty invested.
Winston approaches the studio door. Suzanne frowns, chin on her fist.
What are you supposed to be doing in that?
Are they kissing or competing?
Romeo and Juliet of the kitchen. That's a nice story, but look out for that hinting.
Jason leans forward. Carly does the same with a sigh. He looks at her.
What do you think you're going to make?
I haven't decided yet. Seems that the choice is as important as the execution. How about you?
Chicken cordon bleu.
Hey.
Touches his shoulder.
Trust your talent. Just believe in yourself. Be bold.
She smiles.
That's really kind of you to say that, especially under the circumstances. Thank you.
They embrace.
Okay.
Tina walks through the studio door as Carly and Jason embrace each other. Carly frowns. Winston, Suzanne, and Peter follow close behind Tina.
I hate to interrupt.
I think we arrived in the nick of time.
It's time to start cooking.
Carly nods. They stand up and enter the kitchen studio once again.
Jason's gifted. I say that with envy and admiration. The thing is, I like the guy.
I'm not knocking his achievement, from diner to runner-up. But Carly is the better chef.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Winston holds a dish.
Look at these exquisite truffles Jason is using in his sauce.
Truffles?
Furrows her brow.
Like any great chef, Jason knows the importance of the best ingredients.
Suzanne storms off. Text, cook from the heart, love dad. She holds apron.
All right, don't fail me now. I want to start with the arborio rice to make sure it has enough time to absorb all the flavors and then move on to the truffle sauce we talked about. Am I talking too fast? I'm talking too fast, aren't I?
Jason is making a truffle sauce for his dish.
What? He told me he was making chicken cordon bleu.
Apparently it wasn't true.
Well, there must be some sort of mistake.
Maybe he's trying to steal your ideas.
I can't believe that he would do that. We're friends.
Unless he's been playing you.
No, Suzanne, you're wrong.
You can't have two truffle dishes. At least let me see what I can find out.
Suzanne walks off. Carly sits down outside kitchen. Tina and Suzanne in hallway.
Jason is using truffles in his dish.
Well, what is he making?
That's what we need to find out. Okay.
Tina nods and walks away as Suzanne crosses her arms. A ball of dough on a cutting board. Peter minces.
So, how are you guys doing?
Okay.
What's Jason making here?
Let's not confide in the opposition.
Peter smiles. Tina furrows brows. Suzanne storms into lobby toward Carly.
Tina said, Winston said Peter shouldn't tell her what Jason is making.
I don't understand. I don't understand why he would change his dish.
Slices truffles.
It's brave of you to make such a complex dish.
Dad is gonna love it. It's a tribute to him and all he's given me.
Jason smiles at Peter.
Keep your eye on the prize. Don't let anything throw you.
Suzanne shuffles inside as Jason emerges.
Everything okay?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm okay, but I'm holding up.
No, that's not what I meant.
Okay, guys, we're about to resume shooting.
Carly walks back and past Jason. He follows after her and she glares at him.
You're wearing your game face. It's a very pretty face, even if your intention is to beat me.
Are you really gonna try to flirt with me at a time like this?
I'm just trying to lighten things up a bit.
Why did you change your dish at the last minute?
Is that what this is about?
What are you making?
Lobster ravioli and a truffle sauce.
I'm making shrimp and truffle risotto.
Whoa, do you think I'm trying to copy your dish?
I don't know.
I thought you knew me better than that.
Yeah, so did I.
She turns and walks away. He frowns. Carly stirs a skillet as the judges observe their progress. Jason plates his dishes.
You're running out of time.
I don't want to drown the ravioli.
You have to start plating the food. I need my crunchy scallion garnish.
Forget it, you don't have time.
10 seconds.
has to be right.
Got the scallion.
Hurry up.
Almost there.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up. One of your lives is about to change forever.
Carly and Jason sigh.
The judges will now deliberate.
Carly removes her father's half apron. Jason removes his black apron.
Oh, pretty soon this will all be over.
Talking about the competition, or you and me?
She looks at him.
You told me to trust myself.
He furrows brows.
You guys can take a break before we start shooting the final segment.
She frowns and leaves.
Carl, what's going on?
We should go after her.
Tina nods at Jason, who watches her leave the studio. He runs after her and the contestants smile.
Go, go. Find out what happens.
Okay. Come on, let's go.
Jason approaches Carly as she sits in lobby.
I just want to say...
He shuts eyes.
Okay, I have no idea what to say.
No, I can't do this right now.
Okay, this needs to be between Carly and I. Come on.
Beverly sent me. It wasn't my idea.
Tell her you couldn't find us.
Okay, got it.
She turns off camera and Carly and Jason leave.
I want you to know something. I changed my dish because you told me to believe in myself. And that meant my history.
Truffles in a diner?
He smiles.
Okay. You remember that story my dad told? He took me to the best restaurant in the city when I was 15 so I could appreciate good food. I made the dish he ordered that night as a tribute to him. And to the chef he could have been.
She sits beside him.
My dish was a tribute to my dad. We used to make risotto together. That's why I picked it.
So we're good? Because losing you would be harder than losing this contest.
We're great. I am so sorry that I doubted you.
He smiles at her as the director enters. They hold hands. She knocks on the door to get their attention.
Hey. They're ready to shoot the judge's verdict.
Jason and Carly look at each other with a smile and she rubs his arm. They approach their respective dishes on judge's table.
Okay, this is it. The final showdown. You have both proven yourselves making it this far. Now, we have to pick a winner. Your dishes had similar components, but both were unique in their own way.
Jason smiles.
In the end, I found Carly's risotto to be the superior dish.
She smiles and looks down. The girls grin.
Both of you have surpassed my expectations, but Jason's ravioli, that extraordinary sauce, I had to give him my vote.
Thank you, Chef.
Well, I hate when this happens. Now I have to break the tie.
We need your decision, Nora.
Look, you're both very talented and deserving of your own restaurant, but I keep going back and forth. This Carly's risotto is just superb, but so is the ravioli. I'm having a really tough time making a choice.
Will we make each other better chefs?
Yes, we do.
That's what's really important to me.
Me too.
He looks down. She shakes head.
Why can't we open a restaurant together?
Jason raises his brows and looks at her. She smiles at him. He smiles as well. Wow. Suzanne furrows brows.
Tie has never happened before.
I would be honored to share a kitchen with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think we can allow it.
That would break precedent. I'm on the fence.
I'm backing this restaurant, and I think it could work.
So now we have a tie about whether or not to allow a tie.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to need a moment.
Beverly smiles.
Are you sure this is what you want?
We're in this together.
She grins.
Okay. This was a complicated decision, way outside our usual scope. But in the end, we all agree. For the first time in its history, Kitchen Showdown has two winners.
They laugh and look up, then embrace.
Wow, gets the restaurant and the girl.
That's as good as winning gets.
So, what are you going to call your restaurant?
Lights outside of Delicious Duet Restaurant. A taxi drives past. Inside, Carly and Jason's parents mingle.
A packed house for opening night.
I am not surprised. The viewers were crazy about Carly and Jason.
I told you.
I should be working for you.
Ooh. Hey.
Jason's friend.
Quitting that job was the best thing that ever happened to me.
We're so glad you're here.
Are you nervous? Excited? How do you feel?
All of the above.
How about you?
Just grateful.
She smiles.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
She takes a bite of the sauce. He does as well.
Almost there.
He reaches for a bottle and pours in. She adds more seasoning.
Now it's perfect.
Wow, would you look at this kitchen? You got what you always wanted.
And so much more.
Fred, I hope you and Marie can join me at my table.
Oh, it'd be our pleasure.
Well, then I can't let you have all the fun coming.
Okay.
Say, well, you're pretty good at this.
You're working in a diner for 35 years, you pick up a few tricks.
Thank you both so much.
The fathers smile at each other.
This is the best night of my life.
Are those tears of joy or onions?
Both.
Tears in her eyes, she grins at their fathers as they chop onions together. Jason smiles, his arm around her. A server pops the cork from a bottle of champagne and serves to guests as Carly and Jason descend staircase.
Carly and I want to thank you all for coming tonight.
We hope you enjoy the food as much as we enjoyed making it.
So many of you helped us get here. Our families, our friends.
And of course, Kitchen Showdown.
Beverly smiles.
But most of all, I want to thank you. My partner, my best friend, and my favorite chef.
Every day with you is dessert.
All right, we have to get back to the kitchen. Enjoy.
Everyone smiles up at them. Some applaud.
We have our own restaurant.
And each other.
They clink glasses, smile, and lean in to kiss.